Puss's Jordan Rachel, Today's Feminists Fight for What We Already Have. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 12, 2019. Cal State Northridge student and conservative social media influencer Jordan Rachel told Breitbart News that today's neo-feminism movement has strayed from its original premise in order to advance the leftist agenda. Rachel spoke to host Alex Marlowe in a Wednesday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily for the show's weekly Turning Point USA, TPUSA, Campus Report segment. "The feminist movement is not like it used to be. The Democrats have taken it over," said Rachel to Breitbart News. "When feminism started, all they wanted was basic control of their lives. They wanted to abolish slavery. They wanted the right to retain property, and the right to vote. That's all great. And then it changed, and moved to anti-sex discrimination. The legalization of abortion," added Rachel. "And now we're at this neo-feminism, which is the most skewed and radical form of claiming to fight for women of all time. And it conveniently includes all things that also have nothing to do with women's rights and everything to do with the liberal agenda. Listen below." Rachel said that the truth about the neo-feminist movement had dawned on her when she realized that today's feminists are out there fighting for what we already have. "The mainstream media formulates the narrative to falsely make women feel as though they lack the things they currently have," affirmed Rachel. "They have been told that they should want something different by the media. Everybody's busy these days, and at the end of the day, most people rely on the media to tell them what's going on." The social media influencer also mentioned that she had attended PUSA's Young Women's Leadership Summit, YWLS, over the weekend, and shared her thoughts on how she felt it impacted the young women who flew from all over the country to be at the conference in Dallas, Texas. "It was so fun to be with thousands of like-minded women for a weekend," said Rachel. "These are truly strong and incredible women fighting for freedom and spreading truth about what we have in this country. What's amazing is that each of these young women care immensely about the movement and have to fly from all over the country, sometimes even alone, to attend this event. And I think that Young Women's Leadership Summit really encourages all of our values through the speakers who we agree and resonate with, and the interactions that we have during the time that we're there," added Rachel. "It really just inspires the women to be fearless in what they say." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.